Time for KW Morning Conversation. Tom Thompson from the Winnebago County Fair is here. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Mark? I'm good.
I'm doing good, thanks. Coming up a week from Saturday, April 6th, right?
Right.
You have your annual fundraiser, the Roundup Room in Thompson. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Classic Brandon Iron Three Meat Buffet. With the social hour starting at 5:30 and the meal at 6:30. And we got silent and live auctions, raising money to help fund our entertainment at the 2024 fair, which will be here before we know it.
Yep, July 17th through the 21st. We'll get to that in a moment. First of all, we want to tell our listeners about Jody Fuller, who is going to be entertaining the people that come to the fundraiser.
Yeah, we're really lucky we found him. He's named one of the 15 Southern stand-up comedians that will make you laugh till you cry. Just an awesome individual. He's a father, comic, speaker, writer, and a veteran, a soldier that did 3 tours of duty in Iraq. So the kind of person you want to listen to, I think.
Certainly. So if people want to see Jody eat great food, because it goes hand in hand with the branding iron, how can people get tickets and how much are they and all that good stuff?
Yeah, get tickets today from any of our board members, or go to the website, winnebagocoiowafair.com. We'll have the information on there. If you follow us on Facebook, and then also we did send out some sponsor packets. We had an error getting those sent out. Some of them were incomplete, so we're just sending them back out. So should be getting them this week. We sent them to most businesses in the county. And some of those sponsor levels do include fundraiser tickets, so I want to make sure we people know that. And you may have tickets included from your business just for being a sponsor. So,
now, Tom, you mentioned the auctions. Can people still donate for that?
Yeah. We take about anything, just a wide range of stuff, anything from chainsaw carvings, which we'll get from our good friend Pat Doyle, bags of seed, just about everything. I mean, and if you want to get those to us, let us know if you got something you want to bring. You can still donate that right up to that night. If you want recognition in our program, get them to us before that evening.
And again, we're talking to Tom Thompson about the annual fundraiser for the Winnebago County Fair. People can buy tickets at the door too, right?
Right. Get them early, you know, so that we make sure we know our head count, so we know how much food we need. We have run out of food before, but yeah, there will be tickets at the door. If we happen to sell out prior to that, we'll announce that. But yeah, there usually are some available at the door. And then also, a lot of times people don't realize if for some reason you can't make it early enough for the meal, feel free to stop in later and just partake in the auction. The live auction usually starts about 8 o'clock. If you get there 7:45, you might catch the end of the silent auction and get some bids in. But that's our real moneymaker that evening is our auction. So if you can get there and partake in that later, that's fine.
It's an important event. It's your main fundraiser.
It is. And, you know, we got a lot of free entertainment at the fair that, you know, the grandstand, obviously we get some return on tickets at the gate there. But, you know, we've got a lot of free entertainment that does cost a pretty penny. And so this helps a lot towards that.
Now, one thing you did want to tell our listeners is about your building project for this winter that we haven't really had.
Yeah. So we got rolling on it really quickly. All of a sudden, we had nice weather in February. We're renovating what used to be known as the 4-H building. It's our exhibit building. And Josh Diamond with Diamond Spray Foam here in Four City, we got a hold of him, and he's helped us really increase the scope of this project, and we've really got a vision for it. And you know, we went from kind of stuck in neutral with what we're going to do. We had secured some good funding, but he helped us really get rolling on it. And right now it does appear that we'll have it pretty functional for fair. Might not quite get to the climate control, the HVAC part of it. I don't know for sure if we'll have air conditioning done, but we will have fully functional brand new restrooms in there, and then just a complete renovation. So It's going to be pretty sweet.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And I should mention, we couldn't have done that project. We couldn't have even gotten started without our funding. The Hansen Family Foundation, the Winnebago County Community Foundation, and the Farm Credit Working Here Grant. All those three grants were a big part, along with some individual donors that gave us money last year at the fair.
Tom, the fair itself is July 17th through the 21st. Can you give us any kind of a preview of what you guys are working on?
Yeah, we've got a good lineup in the grandstand. Our classic demo derby, tough trucks. Casey Musigman is a new event this year, a concert. He's done a lot of fairs in Iowa, puts on a really good show. And then we'll be announcing some special free grounds entertainment. And Honey Creek Rodeo is back also for the grandstand.
So. Very good. Tom, the Roundup Room is the place to be on April 6th. Social hour at 5:30 with a cash bar. Branding Iron Meal, silent live auctions, and of course the entertainment is Jody Fuller, live comic. All a part of the 2024 Winnebago County Fair fundraiser. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Thompson, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.